The EU e-invoicing environment has undergone significant changes in the past few years. However, the way businesses handle e-invoicing is about to undergo a fundamental transformation in the upcoming years. As part of the VAT in the Digital Age, VIDA initiative, the EU is moving towards mandatory e-invoicing across EU countries. Notably, some EU countries have already introduced national e-invoicing regimes, while others are developing and scheduling the launch of similar regimes. These changes mark a significant transition, not only a technical upgrade, but also a shift in the way businesses interact with tax authorities, manage financial data, and ensure cross-border compliance. For these reasons, companies need to prepare early, not only to avoid compliance risks, but also to gain operational efficiencies, improved cash flow visibility, and stronger financial governance. Understanding the EU e-invoicing framework. Given the rapid digitalization of all business operations, the EU is promoting mandatory e-invoicing to achieve its goal of modernizing VAT collection, reducing fraud, and enhancing transparency. The VIDA initiative, specifically the first pillar, outlines harmonized rules for the real-time digital reporting of transactions using structured e-invoices. At the heart of the EU framework is the concept of interoperability. The EU mandates the issuance and reception of e-invoices in formats that comply with European standards, such as EN 16931, ensuring cross-border compatibility. This contributes to harmonization, which should ultimately reduce fragmentation within the EU. However, as is often the case, the EU countries retained some flexibility in implementing national systems, meaning businesses will still need to pay close attention to country-specific rules. Starting from July 1, 2030, structured e-invoicing and real-time digital reporting will become mandatory for intra-EU B2B transactions. Consequently, the existing summary reporting mechanism, the EC sales list, will be phased out. Key compliance challenges and risks. Moving from one system to another is generally not an easy task. Thus, transitioning to mandatory e-invoicing does not come without its challenges and poses fundamental risks if not managed properly. Since the VIDA does not override national autonomy, fragmentation remains the issue. By allowing EU countries to set their own requirements, such as formats, message validation rules, transmission channels, and retention periods, businesses operating across multiple jurisdictions may face a patchwork of obligations. Furthermore, data quality and completeness are non-negotiable, meaning there is little room for error or omission. Moreover, missing or inconsistent fields can lead to rejections, delays, or non-compliance red flags, which could result in tax audits and ultimately penalties and interest. Systems and integration risk is another challenge that businesses must cope with. Some common issues in this area include ERPs, invoicing platforms, or an intercompany system not supporting the required structured formats or lacking APIs for automated exchange with tax authority systems. Finally, regulatory changes and shifting deadlines are additional issues for businesses when complying with these rules and regulations. Although the implementation deadline exists at the EU level, the fact that EU countries have a certain level of flexibility when mandating the use of e-invoices results in implementation postponements, changes in when specific categories of taxable persons become subject to these rules, or changes in the requirements. Steps towards EU e-invoicing compliance. To overcome challenges before them, businesses should work deliberately to develop a structured, phased approach rather than leaving everything for the last minute. Assess current invoicing processes. First things first, businesses must have a clear understanding of how their invoicing process works. Assessing the current invoicing process includes gathering data on the invoice lifecycle, from issuance to approval, transmission, archiving, and reconciliation. Another vital part of this step is identifying which part of the used system can already output structured invoice data and which will require upgrades or replacement. Master data quality assessment is equally important. Businesses need to determine customer and vendor identifiers, addresses, VAT numbers, and tax classifications, and ensure the consistent usage of such identifiers. The assessment process should be foundational, as the gap analysis provides valuable data and insights. What key stakeholder conducting the assessment must always bear in mind is that no structured e-invoicing system can rescue flawed data. From EU standards to local obligations. As previously emphasized, the VIDA only sets the baseline, and EU countries may impose local technical or procedural rules that exceed the EU standard. Businesses must monitor each jurisdiction's legislation and requirements, including the required message format, acceptable transport protocols or networks, timing windows, validation rules, archiving and retention policies, and exception handling procedures. Additionally, the national e-invoicing system established before 2024 will need to be harmonized with EU standards by January 1, 2035. This creates another layer of challenges for businesses, since it is expected that certain EU countries will take a slower pace towards harmonization. That leaves businesses with more compliance complexities. A practical approach to this matter would be to develop a matrix of obligations per country, which will guide decisions relating to technology, process design, and staff training. Choose the right technology. Based on the analysis gap and jurisdiction matrix, the primary task of the right technology is to bridge the current invoicing system to the required e-invoicing networks. Some of the key criteria that should be considered include interoperability, standard compliance, scalability, error handling, audit logging, security, and flexibility to handle required and necessary changes. Additionally, businesses must consider integration with their existing ERP or accounting systems. The most suitable solution often is the one that translates internal invoice metadata into structured e-invoice messages and manages retries, validation errors, and status monitoring. Build internal capabilities for compliance. Determining the gap between the current and necessary system functionalities, as well as choosing the best suitable technology, does not guarantee success. An integral part of any successful compliance plan or roadmap is aligning and training staff and key stakeholders across different teams, including tax, legal, and IT. Businesses should define and establish clear roles and responsibilities for implementing the e-invoicing system. Some of the most critical roles and responsibilities include approving invoice templates, validating mappings, monitoring rejection logs, escalating compliance issues, and updating rules as mandates evolve. Additionally, businesses should invest in staff training, knowledge transfer, and adapting management to shift from a predominantly manual system to a more automated, monitored, and data-centric way of operating in day-to-day business. If needed, and particularly in specific situations, it is recommended that businesses hire external advisors or tax specialists to interpret EU-wide or national rules, or to provide training for key stakeholders. This is a best practice when the business is expanding to a new EU country. Test and monitor. Once all the previous steps are completed and the system is in place, there is one more step that any responsible business takes. Before going live, it is advisable to test the system by running a pilot or simulations involving everyday business cases. Therefore, companies should test the entire invoicing cycle, from issuance through transmission, rejection, correction, archiving, and reconciliation. Some key indicators in the testing process include rejection rates, latency, and exception volumes. Depending on the test results, further action may be required, such as iteratively adjusting mappings, rules, or workflows to optimize performance. Once the system is live and running, continuous monitoring is essential. Developing feedback loops and setting the system to alert for rejections, trending anomalies, or regulatory changes will help maintain the system and ensure compliance. Therefore, businesses should establish internal policies for periodically reviewing and adjusting their e-invoicing workflows. Conclusion. E-invoicing marks a new era in VAT compliance, as invoicing becomes a deeply embedded, real-time, and data-intensive process. While the tax authorities will gain key data faster and more efficiently, it is up to businesses to ensure that all the data is exchanged correctly, accurately, and promptly. For businesses operating in or trading within the EU, readiness is not optional, but a responsibility and obligation. The entire preparation process should be designed to build an agile e-invoicing implementation roadmap, not only to assess the current state and ensure an easy transition to upcoming requirements, but also to monitor evolving mandates closely and adapt to any new requirements.